Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we are here in our brand new studio working out of a road kit.
It's a little echoey in here.
Yes, it is. It's not quite finished yet. So
I apologize. Well, it's been a long couple of weeks, ladies and gentlemen, moving into Gun for Hire's new facility. You know, we're having a grand opening on April 20th, and we've been turned down by certain political people. They do not want to be here during our ribbon cutting.
Why is this?
Because we have guns.
You have guns?
Yes.
In a place called Gun for Hire?
Yes, because we're a school and a range. They don't want to be associated with the guns in Gun for Hire.
Oh, that's terrible.
So a big F you to all you politicians that don't want to be here during the ribbon cutting.
Well, they don't have to be here.
We are going to have Richie from the Pork Wizard here, and we're going to have pork
Richie
and brisket.
That's the key. That's all we need.
So I don't care about them. Now, what I do care about is...
Well, your mayor is a mayor against... illegal mayor against guns,
right? Yeah, he's another one. He's one of Bloomie's mayors against illegal guns. He doesn't even know why he's one.
Right.
He just joined it because it sounds good, and they have no idea what it means, which really pisses me off.
Because Woodland Park is like, what, four-tenths of a mile by four-tenths of a
mile? There's about 12,000 people, 22 cops. Very, very nice town.
Yeah, it is a very nice town.
I'm right on the Little Falls border, right off 46 and 80. It's a beautiful facility, and if you haven't come in town and take a tour and check out the facility or
really
join,
need to.
You better hurry because we're flying.
Yeah, but it's great.
You know, more about that later. We'll talk about the party. Evan Knappen will be here for a book signing also.
Wow.
During the grand opening celebration. I'm really upset right now about what happened in Toms River.
A lot of people are. For the people listening nationally and people who haven't heard, a four-year-old shot a six-year-old in the head with a rifle.
And killed him, yeah. And the knucklehead father had the gun, his squirrel rifle, under his bed loaded.
You know, it is illegal to shoot squirrels.
It's not only illegal to shoot squirrels, but everyone that lives in New Jersey knows there's a law. It is a felony to keep a loaded firearm within accessible to a minor.
Apparently, everyone doesn't know.
Now, kids are going to mimic what their parents do. Kids are going to mimic what they see on television, what they watch on these horrible video games and all. So this kid grabbed dad's .22 rifle. I don't even know what kind of rifle it is yet.
I think it was a .22, yeah.
No, it was a .22. I don't know what model, lever action, semi, single.
That'll be banned, whatever it is.
You know, now this father has to live with this.
Yeah.
And the four-year-old probably is not going to know about it when they're older, because I'm sure there was no malicious or criminal intent. It was all about fun, because kids watch, like we did, we watched Bugs Bunny, where they shoot each other and their heads get blown off and they pop right back out of their head.
Yeah.
So from a four-year-old's perspective, dad does it. I see it on television, so I guess it's normal. So it's not the four-year-old's fault in any way, shape, or means, but... it's the father and the mother's fault.
Absolutely.
Supposedly, when the cops went in, they found a bunch of unsecured firearms in the house.
That's ridiculous. Like,
now, all this will do is call for more gun control.
Of course. They're already using it in Trenton.
You know, in all these Senate bills in Trenton, they with the taxes. So every time a criminal commits a crime, I have to pay tax to buy ammo.
Right.
Every time a criminal commits a crime, I have to pay more tax to buy a gun. Something's wrong.
Yes, exactly.
Seriously, something wrong. I mean, when Sweeney's not text messaging or singing Roll Out the Barrels, he's figuring out ways to raise the taxes on law-abiding citizens.
Right.
You know,
crimes that we don't commit.
Yeah. You know, the marginal tax rate in this country, I spoke to a CPA, is 60%. Our forefathers they caused the Boston Tea Party over a 3% tax. Okay, we're at a 60% marginal tax bracket. People post on Facebook and stuff, our forefathers, they'd be shooting by now.
Yeah, that's very true.
Okay, 60% marginal tax rate. You're telling me that when I go buy ammo, I have to pay a $15 a box ammo. Would you see what they want? What do they want to do in Connecticut? You have to have an ammo permit.
Right. Well, it's like, sort of what we have here. Correct. You have to sign your name in a book and say, Mother, okay, may I.
But Connecticut, it's going to be $35 a year, and that will allow you to purchase ammo.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
So your first brick at 22 is $55.
Correct. Well, it's more than that with the ammo shortages right now.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But how asinine is this? That's... because a criminal is going to be affected by this?
Right. They're gonna say, oh man, I'm not gonna commit that mass murder. I have that $35 ammo fee.
And then, you know, it's funny, but if a tax turned into something constructive or productive, okay, but where does the money go?
Have you ever, in the history of the world, seen a tax turn into anything productive? You've been working way too hard and getting way too little sleep here.
It goes for dinners. It goes for junkets.
The clinking of the champagne glasses at the White House. Yeah.
So I'm fed up. And, you know, between the Toms River thing, and we're going to be talking about the bills, we just got blindsided. The Senate, they knocked it down to 12 bills.
Oh, yeah. 12 great bills, too. Yeah.
And we're going to get into those deeply in a couple of minutes. But I'm really, really pissed off that every time a criminal commits a crime, law-abiding citizens are being penalized.
Yes, exactly.
It's just not right. And this tax thing is killing me, because where does it end? I'm ready to just lay on my ass and become one of the entitlement.
Well, it's going to get to that point, won't it? It's going to get to a point where all of us who are pulling the cart, and the cart starts going uphill, you're either pulling the cart or you're in the cart. And let me tell you, when I let go of that cart, your ass is going downhill.
I mean, did you see what happened at one of our favorite diners?
The TikTok diner? It broke my heart. I mean,
the manager of the TikTok diner hired an undercover cop. That TikTok diner, by the way, has a sign out front on a clock. And what's it say, Sandy?
What is it? Time to eat heavy or
no,
something? What is it?
Yeah, time to eat heavy.
Yeah.
So that's our favorite diner. Well, it seems the manager hired a hitman to torture and kill his uncle and steal all the cash out of his safe.
I see.
Now, yeah. I got a conundrum here. Yes. Every time somebody hires a hitman, it's an undercover cop. Is that because undercover cops are hitmen?
I wonder.
How does that always happen?
This is a riddle. It's very true.
How does it happen?
It's always because maybe they're just that stupid to hire an undercover cop.
But if you own a diner, you have a slew of customers come in every day, and you just, is it by luck that the guy you strike up a conversation with is an undercover cop? You didn't know he was a cop already?
Yeah.
Like you didn't talk? Before you ask him to kill your wife, wouldn't you have asked what you do for a living?
You think that the powdered sugar on his shirt would have given him away as being an undercover cop? We say this as there are a line of cops looking through the glass at us.
Eat heavy.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about the SAFE Task Force and how they're about to screw us.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We just had a live tour group go by. I feel like I'm at the Port Authority here.
Someone took a picture of you because they listened to the show.
I know. They just it's a, for a dartboard.
You know, Governor Krispy Kreme commissioned a New Jersey Safe Task Force on Gun Protection, Addiction, Mental Health, and Families and Education Safety. I went and I testified at one of these, and I will tell you, the eggheads that he had involved could give a shit of what we were saying.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Just like when we went before the assembly, they were having sidebar conversations, talking to each other, ordering lunch from a Chinese restaurant or whatever the hell they were doing, while I was up there talking.
Right. Luckily, trying to testify.
Correct. Yeah, right. Luckily, I got the crowd riled up. But this is 95 pages long, Sandy. And within the 95 pages, they talk about, you know, addiction and violence and dependency. And there's some good stuff in here that, for once, is not demonizing the tool. They're researching mental illness, substance abuse.
But you know what? You know what the problem is, Ant? Is they're making, like we said, they're now under this researching mental illness. They're classifying violence as a public health issue, which is a serious problem.
Of course, and again, he's the doctor, so he always looks at that. I'm looking at it and going, "All right, it's not 95 pages of guns are bad." Okay.
That comes later. Then.
No, I know, but. You know, keeping guns out of the wrong hands and preventing violence through the reasonable regulation and responsible ownership of firearms and ammunition, all right? The need for a deliberative, balanced, and realistic approach to new gun control laws. But again, why can't it say criminal control
Yes, criminal
laws?
Control. Forget about the guns.
Why does it have
guns?
To say
exactly.
Gun control laws?
Exactly. I'm getting a little fed up with the terminology that's being used by every media source. Our rabbi's favorite expression, the gunman.
Yes.
It's the gunman. Gun violence. I've never seen a gun that is violent. That's all we see is gun violence, gunman. It's ridiculous, and it's part of the propaganda scheme. But we're not going to get into that.
You know, 90% of the gun stuff in here is all repetitious.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And in New Jersey, you can't have a gun without justifiable need, like to carry a gun. And also the reiterating possession of machine gun fully automatic is prohibited. So they did, in the beginning, reiterate, okay, that we have strict laws. But then they wrote accessing and using mental health info, which is a slippery slope. Okay, for your firearms ID card. And a couple other things that they discussed, Sandy, that really, really pissed me off. And you people that live outside of New Jersey, this is coming your way.
It is. Because okay? Jersey is a proving ground, and we've proven that. No pun intended. But Jersey is a proving ground for this nonsense. Jersey and California.
They set up, this panel also talked about, like, if there's a change to your circumstances after your FID card is issued. Yes, it's called the instant background check.
Right. If I have
a firearm ID card in my wallet and I have a domestic next week and I go to buy a gun, if the cops came and it was reported, I can't buy a gun.
Correct.
So you just wasted like 7 pages and hours of your life, okay?
But again, it's all about we need to do something. One of the most troubling pieces of language in this bill to me is the a combination that they talk about of putting firearms ID information in with your driver's license and putting it into an electronic, some sort of an electronic piece of your driver's license. There, like Knappen would say, is probable cause. No longer can you answer the question, do you have a firearm in this vehicle, with the question, which you should.
You know how you have,
why would you ask me if I have a firearm?
You know why you have the little stamp on your license for a boat, or you have to wear glasses?
Yes.
They want to do that if you own guns.
Unbelievable.
Which, will, like Knappen says. How about this one, Sandy? They're talking about preventing unauthorized access to lawfully owned firearms. Well, here you go. Newtown, Toms River. You cannot make up a law to fix stupid.
Right. You cannot legislate stupid.
If you're going to go to work and leave your four-year-old access to your gun, there is no law that is going to change that, because no dullard or dolt says, I better not leave my guns laying around because my kids will get them. No. They're saying, nobody will ever touch him. He's only four or whatever. Because, or the woman in Newtown, Miss Lanza, who says, my kid is
a mental cripple,
and all he does is like to watch, killing stuff. And
so let him use my AR.
He wants to go in the Marines, but no one can touch him. Then the next thing is enhancing the deterrence and detection of unlawful handgun ammo purchases. Give me a break.
Come on, really, seriously.
How are you going to track ammo? I mean, really, this is only going to hurt law-abiding citizens. And then they're talking again about straw purchases. Don't buy for the other guy. We already have that,
right?
In New Jersey, because everything is tracked with a firearms ID card. This is for out-of-state stuff. It has nothing to do with New Jersey. Waste of money, okay? Then they want to calibrate the maximum capacity of ammunition magazines. So how do you calibrate that, okay? They say current New Jersey law is a 15-round limit, and you can't have 16. So they want to calibrate what it should be. And, of course, they brought up New York's 10.
As many as possible?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
They brought up New York's 10, okay? But they don't.
Why is the see what happens with the magic numbers? So how dare you tell me how many rounds of ammunition I need to protect my life when you're catching and releasing MS-13 members, Bloods, Crips, all these people who are kicking doors in now, who are armed. But you're going to tell me, Mr. Legislator, who has a round-the-clock security contingent, that I can't, here's the magic number of bullets I'm allowed to use to save my family's life?
Here, you listen to this. It is believed that insufficient evidence exists to conclude that lowering New Jersey's current capacity limit from 15 to smaller number will be any measurable impact on gun violence. Under this school of thought, given the fact that we already are included in a small number of states with capacity limits, New Jersey's law enforcement energies and priorities are better directed to other areas in which reform is needed. But they quote The Atlantic from February 4, 2013.
Oh, that's great.
Now listen to this. We don't really have good enough evidence to evaluate certain gun control strategies, but the policies do seem to actually reduce gun violence when there is smaller magazine capacities.
Oh, so The Atlantic apparently has never heard of Camden, New Jersey. Patterson, New Jersey.
What does a higher mag have to do with violence? If
exactly.
I'm
going
to kill somebody with one mag, one, three, I don't understand this.
You're still dead. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. I got a lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal.
Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Do you think Feinstein smells like old people?
She smells like decay. If she's hanging around our illustrious senator.
You know, this segment is brought to you by Get Out Safe New Jersey. GetOutSafeNJ.com. Go to their website, Get Out Safe NJ on Facebook. Frank DeMeo on Route 10 in Whippany. We had a few people come into the new range today and join that were on their way up to Get Out Safe.
Nice.
To buy some stuff. They're constant customers of Frank.
Because they smart.
And if you need a go bag or you need a gun bag or you need some freeze-dried food or some human rub or anything, oh, I said that out loud, Get Out Safe NJ.
You have your own mixture.
In Whippany, New Jersey. He's not like your average online guy. We're talking about a 40-year EMS firefighter, life-saving strategy guy who you're going to go up there and tell him you're a diabetic or you have this or you have that and you need a bag and you have three kids, and he will tailor the bags to you. And this way you won't have any crap in there. A lot of these kits, you know, they're like when we were kids, like with the Sears tool sets.
Right.
They say it's 98 things in there.
And count washers.
Yeah, the washers. Or you get 100 matches in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Frank is not about that. Frank's about, you know, service and reputation, just like Gun for Hire was built. Not Gun for Hire Radio. We're pigs.
We're pigs, yes, we are. Listen, something's coming down the pike. That's what all this gun grabbing is all about. There's something internationally that's coming down the pike. I don't know what it is. And I'm not one of those, Chicken Little, the sky is falling type of people. But if you do anything to prepare food, you do not want to go hungry. We don't want to go hungry, do we, Aunt?
That
could be
tragic
for us to go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So New York State is starting to confiscate guns for people who are on psychotropic medications.
Nice.
And statistically, let's put it that way, statistically, about 1 out of 5 Americans is on a psychotropic medication. If you've ever in your life in New York State ever taken a psychotropic medication, like, let me reiterate some, Ambien, if you've ever taken an Ambien, if your doctor's ever prescribed Ambien for you to get some rest or sleep, Xanax, or any of those other drugs, including some drugs that take pain away, or Chantix to stop smoking, you are now going to have your guns confiscated in New York State because they are going after people who are taking any type of psychotropic medication. Coming to a neighborhood near you, because that's exactly what Obamacare is intended to do.
Correct.
Once all the electronic medical records go in, and even if you're not taking it now, they have an attorney who is saying that his client's guns were confiscated because he was prescribed something like Ambien or Xanax.
Yes.
Years ago, but it doesn't really matter. And they're making it retroactive. We've warned about this now for 2 years that we've been on the air, and it's coming to pass a lot quicker than
we're expected. We're in trouble.
Yes, we are.
And people don't listen to us, but we are definitely in trouble. So we have this task force, and then we have the Senate coming out with 12 bills. And, you know, I know what happened. Sweeney and these guys have,
They're cutting deals.
Yeah, they're cutting deals, and we're going to get slammed. We're definitely going to get slammed.
They're cutting deals. You know, the problem is, like you said, Ant, these people... We have to learn to stop talking to politicians. I know all the 2A groups come out and say, no, call your legislators, call your legislators. Look, folks, they ain't listening.
They don't give a shit.
They don't care. They've turned a deaf ear to us. What you really need to do is start talking to your neighbors. These are the people who are listening to PMSNBC and all these other mainstream media, if you want to call MSNBC mainstream. They've got, what, 7 or 8 viewers now on Piers Morgan. You need to start counteracting the propaganda that's happening. You're a good person who owns a gun. Everyone really needs to know that. We have to start conversations with the people at the 7-Eleven or at the Winn-Dixie or standing at the Sheetz.
And take them to the range.
Exactly.
And let them shoot and introduce them to shooting and win them over to our side.
Right. Right. And a great way to start a conversation is actually to, we've got these, we just came out now with the t-shirts are coming out this week. Did you know that?
I will not.
Comply.
Comply.
The best
exactly.
way we can figure out.
I will not comply.
Yeah. Standing there with your I will not comply
are
t-shirt
you gonna
on.
Are you going to have them at the open
yes,
house?
They're going to be. Yeah, we've been told. We've been told. I got mine on today, but. You need to wake up, dude.
Too many days of no sleep,
I guess.
You know, we sold out about 70% of the membership level I'm capping at this place. We've been going 8 in the morning till 8 at night. And then I've been working from 8 at night till 1 in the morning.
Doing the regular work.
Correct. I have a great staff, great people, great instructors, and an unbelievable huge base of Gun for Hire alumni that is phenomenal. And it's like a reunion here.
Yeah, it's
incredible. It was invitation only the first 7 days. And I'm seeing faces I haven't seen in 10, 15 years that get my emails.
Wow.
And they're walking through the door, and it's just, it's phenomenal.
It's just an amazing place. I can't even describe this. You can't do it justice on radio. It is the coolest range I have ever seen.
I'm being told by some people it might be the nicest in the country.
I mean,
I went to visit some.
I think so. We've been out to the, you know, the places out in Arizona and Scottsdale, and I mean this totally rivals that. Totally
Please
puts it away.
Please come to our party for April 20th, Evan Knappen.
In between yawns,
we are going to be recording show 99 and 100, the 100th show.
100th show that day. Yeah.
We will have Knappen on. We'll have Bach on. If Frank Fiamingo's here, I think he's in Amsterdam. Frank, I'm not going to tell you what he's doing there, but I think he's in Amsterdam. Who else will be on the show? Gordon from Milcom will be here.
Gordon will
Dr.
be here.
Dr. Eric from Waldorf Chiropractic will be here. It's going to be an all-star lineup.
Right, and there's going to be a pig roast, which is all
pig
I
roast.
Care about. You know,
yes.
You know,
the two vegetable sides I picked were baked beans and macaroni and cheese.
Oh, macaroni and cheese is a great side. It's a great vegetable.
It's a vegetable
I like
side.
That. Yes,
yes.
It's part of the vegetable group.
So I want to talk a little bit about these Senate bills.
New Jersey Senate bills.
Senate bills. There's 12 of them. So we went from 74 bills, combination the House and Senate, and Sweeney and Norcross and Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg.
Oh, yeah, she's...
all got
she
together.
Knows, that's the old 50... Oh, and you see Loretta Weinberg's addition to the law is that 50 cal ban again.
Always.
Yep. Now, we cannot... we no longer can buy Barrett... Did you see it? Assault weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Barrett assault with 50 caliber assault weapon. Because of why? How many Barrett shootings have there been in New Jersey?
Zero.
Zero in history.
All right. So they want to do an electronic instant background check, which, God forbid, we just use the NICS system.
Yeah, the system that's been in place and working.
So we're going to come up with our own.
Oh, of course.
And confuse it even worse.
You know why? Because somebody's brother-in-law is going to head that. And there's going to be more bureaucrats piled on top of it. And that's how we do things in New Jersey.
And
for the triple dippers, you know, we need
correct.
More
and then
benefits.
They want a photo ID on our firearms ID card.
Which, I mean...
I don't know. I want to see what Scott says about it.
Yeah.
This one is a double-edged sword. They want to require safety training to qualify for a firearms permit. Well, I, as an instructor, beautiful. I'll be very busy. As a libertarian... F you.
Yeah,
own a gun is a right. To drive a car is a privilege.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
So what are the restrictions in this training going to be? What are we going to be looking for? Are you going to have... what is the disabilities that are going to be listed?
Right. Exactly.
Okay? Were you treated for depression when you were a teenager because your girlfriend broke up with you?
Right.
Were you going through a divorce and you took Lexapro or one of these other drugs or something and you're going to be disqualified? Is there going to be physical limitations?
Yeah, that if it's you are in a wheelchair, you? Will that disqualify
Correct.
You?
Correct. What if you've had a stroke and you lost right. some of your motor skills?
Correct.
What if you're being considered legally blind but you can still see? What if you can't meet the training requirements? You know there's going to be a cost associated with it.
Correct.
A tax.
Right, another tax.
A tax, okay?
And now people who need firearms more than the greatest need are low-income people. So where do gun laws and gun-grabbing laws come from? Jim Crow.
Jim Crow.
Welcome to Jim Crow in Jersey again.
United we stand, divided we fall.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
The Second Amendment, it is absurd. People do not have the right to unregulated rights in this country.
Don't do that to me just before we're supposed to come on the air.
I can't even talk
this
now.
This segment is sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic.
Yes,
Eric
Dr.
Waldorf,
Eric.
WALDORFCHIRO.com in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Eric was here. Dr. Eric was here today, and he joined.
Did he join?
He joined the Platinum membership.
Wow.
Because Dr. Eric can bring clients up here with 100 rental guns with his Platinum membership, and he can take them shooting.
Do you have to pay for the membership with Platinum? Or will
no,
you just take gold?
No. But I want you guys to patronize Waldorf Chiropractic
yes.
in Bridgewater because Doc is one of the few guys that had the cojones to sign up as a sponsor. And we really appreciate that. And we want you to visit him. We want you to go and like his Facebook page, send him an email of thanks, and post it on your Facebook page that if you need a yep. chiropractor and you're within 10, 20, 30 miles of the Doc, go and check them out. How many 2A chiropractors do you know? Start asking your doctors
yeah.
these questions.
Start asking your doctors.
Start asking the people you buy bread from and the
yep.
store you go to for coffee in the
Everybody
morning.
Everybody you
okay?
patronize.
Because as soon as I found out Jugdish in the convenience store that I was going for coffee every morning was anti-gun, I don't go there no more. Okay?
Where do you live? South Park?
So, no, that was from Animal House.
That was Animal House.
Jug Dish and
Lonnie. Lonnie.
Waldorf Chiropractic, I can't thank Dr. Eric enough. He will be here the 20th at the Pig Roast in the open house. We'll probably have him on the show to talk, but he loved the new digs and he signed up. Now, let's go back to Sweeney Norcross and Sheila Oliver and Loretta Weinberg.
Loretta Weinberg.
They want to criminalize the purchase and possession of ammo by those convicted of a crime, certain crimes. Shouldn't it be illegal already? If you're an effing felon, should you be able to buy ammunition? They're idiots. They're idiots,
exactly,
okay?
Right.
And then require a valid firearms ID card for the purchase of ammo. Give me a break, okay?
Well, you have
Give
to show that for handgun ammo today in New Jersey, right?
Yeah. Then they want to talk about the no-fly list, which if your name is Jim Smith and there's another Jim Smith on the no-fly list.
Ted Kennedy.
Ted, you're done. Yeah. Again, they're going to ban the 50 caliber Barrett assault weapon, which is the liberals' way of saying a semi-auto black rifle.
Right. Anything that's scary.
Correct. No possession of a firearm school grounds, of course, because an active shooter who's hell-bent on killing his schoolmates or teachers is going to say, well, there's a law that says can't have a firearm on school grounds, okay? Also, it's going to upgrade penalties on gun dealers who intend to transfer the weapon to an ineligible person. That won't happen. Our dealers cannot do this, ladies and gentlemen. Our dealers cannot do this because they have to go through the NICS check and there's a paperwork trail. Right. If they took that gun in and put it in their book, federal and state book, it has to show it's gone somewhere.
Right.
Okay?
Right. There are federal checks and balances. We do not need the redundancy here in New Jersey, but this is going to happen across the country.
Now, I like this one. Allow for the seizure and forfeiture of motor vehicles used in the illegal trafficking of firearms and disqualified gun traffickers from early release from prison and require they serve 85% of their term. Why not 100% of their term?
Yeah, exactly. Why not 100% of their term?
Establish a school security task force to find ways to make schools safe. Declare violence a health crisis. That's Sandy's one right there.
Yep.
You like that one? No.
I don't like that at all.
Prohibit state investments in companies that manufacture, import, or sell.
Who cares?
Exempt.
That's going to lower crime in Newark. It's going to make it safer in Newark to walk. How is that? I'm wondering.
And exempts firearms records from the OPRA Act, allows for reporting of aggregate information on gun permits, approved or denied, but not any personal identifying information. More Big Brother. And how about this one? Changes from second degree to third degree the crime of unlawful purpose of the when the weapon is a BB gun. I think a gun should be the same as a gun.
When the weapon is criminal. Yes.
Yeah, they wrote weapon.
When the weapon is a toy.
Correct.
Okay. I was just trying to clarify.
But so this is what they have. They have nothing better to do. Nothing here will stop violent crime. Nothing here will stop the revolving door criminal justice system we have. It's all a bunch of bullshit. Or as my grandmother would say, malarkey.
Malarkey.
Malarkey. It's all a bunch of malarkey.
This is something we know. Police One, which is probably the largest police website in the country. I think they've got about 1.5 million visitors every single month. They've got 400,000 registered members. 15,000 cops responded to a survey. Now, these are the people who are paid every day to deal with violence, street violence,
this
crime.
This was on Police One, right?
This was on PoliceOne.com. You guys can go and check out PoliceOne.com and see this for yourself. The survey results will never be read by our legislators because they contradict everything that they're trying to do right now. Now, this is something that we here at Gun for Hire Radio know, and I have learned by just hanging out with you and all the cops that are around here. Every cop that is here, and most of your instructors are police officers, and so many of your clients and students are police officers, and they're very vocal about a lot of this. Not a damn one of these bills, whether it's national or state proposed in New Jersey, will do anything to stop what they are saying they want to stop. This is not about preventing violence. It's not about preventing kids from being slaughtered. Nope. This is about control of a populace.
Yes.
It's amazing. I just want to go over some of these things in the survey. A question was asked, do you think that a federal ban on manufacture and sale of ammunition magazines that hold more than 10 rounds would reduce crime? 2.7% dumbly thought yes. 95.7% of the police officers said no.
Mm-hmm.
Under no circumstances would that do anything to reduce crime. Another question: what effect do you think that a federal ban on the sale of semi-automatic firearms, like the nasty black guns,
correct,
assault weapons, would have on reducing violent crime? 71% said none. Here's an interesting part.
Wow.
20.5% of the cops said it would have a negative effect on reducing crime, meaning that crime, as we know, goes up
the
more
you
ban that. Because the only people paying attention to these things are law-abiding citizens, not criminals. What effect do you think that the White House's legislation is going to have on police officer safety? 60% said zero, and 24% said it would have a negative effect, meaning
Correct. They're
going to be bigger targets.
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And this segment's brought to you by who?
New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
Cheaper than a back waxing.
NJ2AS, $35 a year. It is cheaper than a back waxing. And if you do not join, please join. You can laugh into the microphone, Steve. If you do not
Steve
join,
we got a listener bearing gifts.
We have a lot going on this week. NJ2AS is going to meet with the Sweeney, the Senate president, and the other den of thieves down there.
Yeah, to see they're going to screw us again.
They're going to fight us with these 12 bills, but all the side deals have been cut already. But Frank Fiammingo and everybody else in the Second Amendment Society are fighting hard. So NJ2AS.com, the Facebook page is New Jersey Second Amendment Society. $35 a year to join. We always joke it's cheaper than a back waxing, but you need to join because they're frontline fighting for our rights in the state of New Jersey. Now, quick story. This lovely lady comes into the Gun for Hire range yesterday in the lovely Woodland Park.
Yes.
And
everything's lovely here today.
Yes. She buys a lovely gift certificate for her lovely husband. She buys him a membership. Was it gold? She bought him a gold membership. And she said it's our 25th anniversary and he deserves it, which is really nice. So she also told me that family members and her son work at Bromelow's Chocolate, which is on 350 Rifle Camp Road in Woodland Park. Our cafe is called the Rifle Camp Cafe because Rifle Camp Road runs through the entire town. So Steve Bromelow?
Monk.
Steve Monk from Bromelow's Chocolate, family-owned business. I joked to our member yesterday that I like maple walnut chocolates, and Steve brought about 14 pounds today.
Wait a minute. Now, notice everyone, they're on that side of the console.
You're not getting shit. I'm just going to tell you right now.
It's just the way it is.
So these guys came in today, and I think you upgraded your membership?
Gold.
And you joined as?
I joined as the silver.
You joined as, well, you can always prorate
upgrade
it. But are you a shooter?
Yeah.
Okay, we grabbed him cold. The studio door is opening right now. He had no freaking idea he's coming to do the radio show.
Poor guy. So you shoot chocolate, and we abuse him.
Now, without mentioning names, you went to other places in New Jersey to shoot.
Correct.
So what'd you think? What was your first response of our facility?
Oh, it's beautiful. There's so much room. It's so well done. Just lovely.
Because, I mean, you guys make chocolate, so obviously stainless steel, cleanliness, neat.
That's
when you're making this stuff, it has to be assembly line and everything the right way, right? You must have a lot of OCD in you, right?
Towards the chocolate, yeah.
Okay, so which is fine. So you came in here and you got that feeling.
Yeah. That's what it was about. It's top notch, by far.
Good. And now you live.
50 yard range.
Yeah. Oh, in the 50 yard range is. Oof.
Now, how far do you live from here?
4 minutes.
Oh yeah,
pretty good, and it's close to the store.
I live on Rifle Camp Road.
Do you really?
I walk to the store every morning when I work. Really? Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So
we're gonna get some info from these guys. They're gonna be here Saturday for the pig roast and the party. So I want you to bring some flyers or cards or whatever, and we'll put them out because people should know that you're right around the corner, and we can figure something out because we like to keep it in the family. Because here we have now, we know we have a pro gun. What do they call it? Chocolatier or something? What do you guys call it? That's a musketeer or something. What do you call people? Is it chocolatier?
Yeah,
sure.
I'm good. Yeah. So now we know we have a Pro 2A guy in our
food.
So Bromelow's Chalk on Rifle Camp Road, and it's bromelow.com, B-R-O-M-I-L-O-W. So maybe you're going to buy your chocolate from them other guys, and maybe they're supporting Schumer and Weinberg and everybody else. So
Broomberg.
Yeah.
But we like to keep it in the family.
Yes,
so
that's great.
And I'm glad that you stopped in. But yeah, we really cold cocked him. I got chocolate. He got to be on the radio, and he didn't even know he was going to be
and
on the radio.
I got guts.
You got nothing.
He offered you a piece, though.
I did offer one piece.
He offered me a piece.
But I don't
see
you chewing.
No, exactly. I don't.
Too bad.
It's still on the other side. He'll get over
it. What other delectables does Bromelow's have?
We're coming up in the summer. We're going to start making the chocolate-covered strawberries. That's our big summer draw, so that'll be good for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We have the best butter crunch around and every kind of thing you can imagine.
I love butter crunch.
If you stand around long enough, we'll chocolate cover you in chocolate.
I don't have a problem with that.
That is so an image that will burn itself into the back of my brain.
So I take a lot of chocolate,
but we can do it.
So you guys are excited about the 50-yard range. What do you plan on shooting when you come here?
Well, him especially, my friend's son over here, he's so excited about the 50-yard range because he says that's where he's going to live.
Nice.
How far do you live from here?
10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's great. So what do you normally shoot, Steve?
Oh, I have a 22 and a 9, and I just got a 357 Smith & Wesson from my grandfather that he gave me.
Was an old gun?
Very
old
nice. One.
Did you have a check?
27.2, yeah. Oh, it's not that old.
Oh, okay.
It's I don't know what year it's from, but it's a 27-2.
27.2, 60s?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's in perfect condition.
Oh, you're going to shoot it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. There's nothing wrong with that, but... That's good. So you'll be shooting them up in here. We have a beautiful range. We're open till from 8 in the morning till 10 at night to start. And we're going to see, we might have to trim an hour or three depending on the volume of people. I'm hoping we don't. I'm hoping we have to go to town and try to get a variance to stay open later if we have to.
I like the steel target idea in the 50.
We'll be set up for steel and everything. Ugh. So you'll be able to come in and knock some plates down, and we have a pneumatic system that pops plates up
that
later.
Was really neat.
And again, we really can't do that yet until we get to the point
where we see low times.
Well, yeah, I don't know what the low times are going to be. If they're not, then we'll build another range next door, to be honest with you. Well, I visited ranges before we pulled the trigger on this, and we took the cafe idea from Point Blank in North Carolina. We took the VIP lounge idea from Scottsdale Gun Club, and I just took from me. I wanted, nice bathrooms and large. Well, there's no private bathrooms in here. I had women over during the tours for this past week. They're saying, are the bathrooms going to be like that a year from now? I'm like, I don't have a private bathroom. I have to use that bathroom too.
Yeah,
okay,
it'll be fine.
So it'll be clean. Well, the cleaning service comes in every Friday morning and every Monday morning because Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are the busy times. But we wanted to make a place where you have the best air quality, where you have heated and air conditioned ranges, where members get treated like family. That's where I want. Well, you guys come in, we have facial recognitions. I've seen you here before. Walk-ins are welcome right now, but I'd much rather have a membership place and where you can come in and enjoy yourself. Yes, Berardi.
No, I'm just.
What did you say?
It's interesting because I just got a text message here about food and a restaurant name.
You have to pick something up from nearby?
No, it was actually from a listener who was asking about a restaurant.
Really? Yeah, we have a cafe called the Rifle Camp Cafe, which I have someone in there running it. And they've got, sandwiches and bagels and paninis and the little bar pizzas and late fare, a lot of beverages, because most ranges either have nothing or a vending machine.
Exactly, right.
And if you go and it's a half hour wait, and then most ranges don't have a place where you can sit and relax.
Right.
We have 18 seats in the lounge area. And I just figure with 19 ports and being open 98 hours a week, It should be able to meet everybody's busy lifestyle, right?
The cool part about it is you built this for New Jersey. It's like a little oasis here.
I didn't build it.
Well, you designed
it. No, the other guy built
it. Oh, the other guy built it.
Yeah, the president built it.
Oh, that's...
I just pay taxes on it.
You didn't build that. You just have to pay taxes.
Right, your family didn't build that business, right?
No.
How many years of business?
Over 50. It was since 1958.
Another family-owned business.
That's nice.
For that a change. Conservative values and conservative leanings, and we're still out there.
Yeah, we are. All we do here is just try to promote family-owned businesses and 2A people. We want to try to do some sort of website. Jose was talking about that the other day, too, of having all the 2A listeners who own businesses.
Yeah, but then our enemies would go on it, and they'd boycott us and stuff, and I'd have to drive by and hit them with paint and fill balloons.
Nice. We're coming back.
Liberty. You're not done.
Reaching out to the world, her flags of freedom on.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Take a piece of America back.
It's called Troth. It's called Troth. Troth.
We the last of the ventures.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double barrel shotgun. Just walk out on the balcony and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
No match for soldiers or coach, and my flow is so fucking honest. You said you wanted to hear it, you lied, because all you wanted was for me to lift up.
Gavon, I have 20 pounds of Bromelow's chocolate.
Nice.
Nice.
And you're not sharing it.
So we got Steve Monk from Bromelow's Chocolate here.
Hey.
Join the range today. So, Steve, you really like the place?
I do.
Nice big parking lot.
It's very sufficient.
Cool. Your peanut gallery in the back was excited because of our system when you're ready to shoot. If there's a line, which there will be on Friday and Saturday nights, tell them what happened, Steve.
We're going to get a text message 5 minutes before it's our time, so we can know if we're cool. Over, if we're next door buying a gun.
Get into the chocolate bag.
We can make our way over here if we don't miss our slot.
How nice is that?
I like that.
So you get a text message. It's a big facility. We have 16,000 square feet. So if these guys are in the cafe or they're talking to one of the instructors, we're not looking for them.
Or there's not an announcement on the intercom.
Correct.
Well,
and that would be annoying.
Yeah, especially with your name.
Yes.
You know, hello, Anthony. Where are you?
You know when you go to like Red Lobster to give you that vibrating lobster?
Yeah.
I was going to get vibrating bullets made, but then I figured...
Not
first of
women.
All, they don't look right.
Yeah.
And second of all, you'd all steal them.
Yeah.
Oh,
the women would
everybody
probably
would steal them.
I'm
not going there. I'm just saying they looked inappropriate. I went so far.
Do they really make something like that?
I was going to have it made.
Yes.
And
leave it to him to do
no
that.
Comment. Yeah. No comment. But I thought it would be a great idea. So that
of course you would.
You know, but yeah, it didn't work out. And then if I made them shaped like a gun, that's probably a felony somewhere.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. In Jersey.
So I can't have that. So we decided to just go with text messaging you 5 minutes before you record.
Because everybody has a cell phone.
Just about. I had a couple old timers. Well, I don't have a phone. I'm like, so we'll come get you.
Yeah, well.
You're not going to go far.
We'll send you the stone tablet later, you know. We'll notify you by carrier pigeon.
So yeah, it's coming good. You see, we're gangbusters here today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't believe how many people are touring through here and signing up all day. But for me, being in business, Gun for Hire, 21 years, it's like a reunion. I'm seeing people that are coming up to me like, I took a lesson from you 8 years ago, and I get your emails, and I was dying for a new range in the area. And the biggest thing we hear is we're 15 minutes from everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, you forget it. You're 4 minutes away. But most people, it's Woodland Park.
15 if you
Woodland
walked.
Park, which used to be West Patterson, which has the same zip code as Little Falls, which is a real pain. Hell, I know Woodland Park's been trying to get their own zip code for a long time, but you know how the postal service works.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
So you use a Little Falls zip, but we're next to 380, 23, 46, 21, the Parkway, 287,
George Washington Bridge, Lincoln Tunnel.
I had a guy, you know, 15 minutes from everywhere. I had a guy join yesterday from Fort Lee. He's like, it took me 15 minutes to get
here.
With
no traffic.
Yeah. But well, in the morning, it's the opposite. He's going to come here in the morning to shoot. Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's going the other way.
The city, yeah.
So,
25 minutes from Midtown.
25 minutes from Midtown.
25 minutes
is that where you
from
work,
Midtown?
Yeah. So, if there's no traffic, it's 25 minutes. Yeah.
Excellent.
So, it's a beautiful, beautiful area to be in. And I'll tell you what, Woodland Park's a nice town.
Yeah.
We've slowly been hitting all the restaurants in the town because I like to keep it in the family. You know, I'd like to patronize.
Yeah,
we all work together.
There's a lot
I didn't
of
get around to you
right
yet.
Here.
See, yeah. You're on
the
you're right on
the
edge.
Hill there.
Yeah. You're on. Are you on the right on the edge of Woodland Park?
I suppose Rifle Camp Road before you go into Clifton there.
Correct.
He's working in concentric circles.
Yes. So, but it's closer. I'm still on McBride.
Yeah. So you made it Pizza City and
And I hit Capo's on Lackawanna. For breakfast and dinner.
Oh, this is right here.
Yes. Yeah, I can walk there. So we're working our way around. And
there's lots of pizza places in Woodland Park.
But
pizza places and nail salons.
I think Woodland Park has the highest Italian population of any town.
17th highest in the country. It's 87% Italian.
Maron,
he said. So I'm glad to have you a member, all of you guys.
No way. I'll make you an honorary Italian. Here goes.
A pig roast on Saturday.
Pig roast.
Saturday the 20th from 10 to 4.
Are we having kosher pig?
The cheese is served on the side.
Oh, all right. That's good.
So
good.
You can't have the cheese and meat together. It would not be kosher.
Okay. That's
So we're going to have a pig roast. Listen, if anybody comes that keeps kosher, I'll go to Noah's Ark in Bergen County, and I'll order food for you, and I'll have it here.
They have
something
they have
like beef brisket or
kosher
something.
Kosher bacon there.
Yeah, no, I'll have
beef
set it out. Yeah, beef bacon.
I'll
have brisket or something for you guys. That's not a problem if you keep kosher. So because we do have a lot of Jewish people that follow us, and I welcome everybody.
You have to be kosher.
We all stand together. So we have a big party coming up. All of our classes are in Woodland Park now.
Nice.
We have a few classes in Cedar Grove,
but
all of our classes are in Woodland Park now. It's our home base. We have classrooms. We have two ranges. So you're not going to believe this place. Parking lot, nice, well-lit, beautiful cafe in the front. It's branded new. The ranges are the nicest ranges in the country. The best air handler systems, backstop that can handle up to 50 BMG. Nice lounge areas, TVs everywhere.
We can't have 50 BMG.
Well, they're going to ban. There's a ban this week for 50
this
BMG
week,
assault
banning.
Rifle.
Yes,
because there's so many 50 BMGs.
Assaults.
Every
drive-bys
every thug
with Barretts
can afford a $14,000
of course
rifle, single shot, 48 pounds to go rob a 7-Eleven with.
Yeah, it happens
a
lot.
We can't have bayonets on our guns in New Jersey because of all the drive-by bayonetting.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah.
Every day.
You get the gas station owners, the guy pulls up, pulls the bayonet out. Toll booth collectors.
We're dumb.
It's horrible.
And you want other states, and they look at us and they're like, wow, New Jersey's dumb.
I think
and,
some
we're
of
really
the
dumb.
Best email we get is from around the country, and we say, why do you listen to a show that's Jersey-centric? And they just say to laugh. But hey, look, guys, it's coming to a neighborhood near you, because what starts in Jersey don't stay in Jersey.
So I got to thank you, Steve, for being on the show.
I appreciate it.
And Bromelo's Chocolate on Rifle Camp Road in Woodland Park. Now that he's close by, he'll be catering a lot of our stuff. And Sandy's telling me I got to go. F you, Sandy. Good night, everybody.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Colandro, who's hiding all the damn chocolate, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, thank you, Steve, for bringing it in.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening. Come see this place. It's amazing. And bring some chocolate.
From sea to the shine.